Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats with you on a Friday morning. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We did the Friday feels earlier on, talked about our favorite college football plays. Now we're going through the NFL card for week 10. Gilles Gallant will be joining us at 11 a.m. Eastern. I know he's got some touchdown props for the weekend that he wants to share with you guys here on Bet Sweats. All right, New England, Tampa Bay. Been looking forward to this one. Maybe the Patriots' toughest test. I know they've already played the Bills once, but it's certainly up there. Tampa Bay minus 2.5. Total 48. Total is down a hair. It was just 48.5 I saw last night. Now it's coming down a tick, and you've got the Bucs coming off the bye, Sam. As far as the Patriots, another win. They took down the Falcons. It was a close game. They lost a turnover battle, but they still find a way to win the game. The rush defense for the Patriots is outstanding, and the passing offense has been outstanding. Now, as far as the injury front, that's where we want to pay some attention to. Ramondre and Boudé not practicing for that Patriots offense yesterday. Now, Stevenson did not play last week anyways. Their center, Garrett Bradbury, he was limited. On the Bucs side of things, Irving and Godwin not practicing this week. They have two offensive linemen that are both limited, so we'll get some clarity we expect later on today. The big strength of the Bucs, I would say, is their rush defense. But they're going against a Patriots team that doesn't run the ball anyways. They're not successful at it when they attempt to do it, so I'm not sure that's a big deal. What do you think? Sitting at 2.5, it refuses to get to that number of 3. I'm sure the public will be on New England. What are you on?
That's what I heard yesterday. Made a phone call to the Westgate. What are we seeing? Everything I thought Tuesday and Wednesday came true on Thursday. Public dog. The public dog. They're 7-2. They're catching points. They've won. Mm-hmm. To be fair, they've won 6 straight games, and you give a team credit for that. Carolina, Buffalo. Nice win. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta. A lot of crap.
Is this just going to be Baker versus May? It kind of feels like it's – so if Irving's not out there and you got the Patriots that are great at stopping the run, okay, now we're down to our backup running back, and running at the Patriots, probably not a great idea. And then on the flip side, you've got the Patriots – they don't have a run game. And if you did, it would be tough to have success against this Bucs rush defense. It feels like these, it's going to be the two of them just airing it out all day.
You liking the over? You likey?
No, I like the Bucs.
Me too. Yeah, I've got them. -2.5. Yep, I laid it.
Sumer Sports pointed something out in their newsletter, which I thought was pretty interesting about this game, a specific matchup to watch. They mentioned that New England is 6th in EPA per pass over the middle, and Tampa Bay is 29th EPA allowed over the middle. And they're saying, watch out over the middle. That's where Patriots could have an advantage there. But this is going to be a fun one. You know, Drake May's up there, third favorite for the Heisman, not the Heisman, for the MVP. But let's see how he does on the road against Tampa Bay. They are 4-0 on the road so far, but both of us like the short favorite, the Bucs, -2.5. All right, this one, I think it's going to be interesting. The number is telling you maybe it won't be, but I think it will be. We've got an NFC West matchup. Oh, looky here, Sam. We're getting sevens popping. We're out to 7 this morning at some of the sharper books out there. Seattle -7, total of 45. Going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I have a side on this one. I'm going to get to it. a little concerned based on injuries, but what do you think about Seattle, Arizona?
Here's my first thought. When you start hearing people talk about Sam Darnold for MVP, which is a very valid conversation. Like, I understand it. At 20-1, I'm not really interested given where the price was and where it is. You can have 20-1 if you want. Books are going to give it to you. I'm not there. But when we start having the conversation, it makes me want to bet the other side. It just does. That's just kind of how I am. So I look at 7 and think, okay, I can take 7. Sam Darnold could have a great game, but they don't have to win by more than 7. They, to your point also, play better on the road. So now they're laying 7 against a division rival. We like Brissett more than Kyler. It's going to be Brissett. Maybe a Maserati Marv game? Maybe.
Oh, again?
Again?
Mm. Could be. Could be. I want to see how they use Shaheed. So you would assume they've got at least a few deep balls, even though we just got there trying to figure out that offense. But here's where my concern is. And I like Arizona. I like the dog. We talked about it yesterday. I think it's a positive thing that they have Brissett. Short week, I don't think that's too big of a deal here. But, you know, he's getting, to your point, Maserati Marv involved much more than Kyler did. Great game last week. He gets McBride involved. Brissett has been the quarterback for 3 games, and McBride has 4 touchdowns. Over the last couple of years, that's been part of the talk about McBride. Like, look, this guy's one of the better tight ends in the game. Why isn't he getting any touchdowns? Well, Brissett comes in, he gets touchdowns. Maybe that's about the matchup, but I think it's certainly went into the thinking there with Arizona saying, you know what, Kyler, why don't you take a little bit more time? Call of Duty's coming out. Why don't you chill? And we're going to try and win this game. Because they've been in a lot of close games, one-score games, and now all of a sudden they're a touchdown dog on the road in the division, a team that they know well. Things have changed, but it's a team that they understand. Here's my biggest concern. I started looking at that injury report yesterday for Arizona. 5 starters either did not practice or were limited. Cornerback Will Johnson, cornerback Max Melton, linebacker Mack Wilson all did not practice on Thursday. Buda Baker limited. Ojulari limited. 3/4 of their secondary I'm concerned about. Both starting corners did not practice. That's my concern. If they're missing 3/4 of the secondary going up against this passing offense, and now they add Shaheed to it, and Darnold, 16 for 16, 4 touchdowns on Sunday night in the first half, that's worrisome, and that's probably the reason we got to 7 this morning.
Shaheed has been very popular for the people that bet props well. And the reason I know that is because we know where numbers opened and where they are. His receiving prop in this game opened 35.5. It is now 38.5 at MGM, 39.5 at DraftKings, 39.5 at Caesars, 40.5 at FanDuel. It probably isn't coming down either. And you bring up those injuries, the secondary, and I think home runs. Throw it deep. At least twice in this game. He could get over that 37.5, 38.5 on one catch. Now, do I want to bet his receptions? I don't know. That's been bet up to 2.5 to 3.5 now. 3.5, that's basically the market. The under minus
it's longest.
160. Longest reception is 19.5.
I could see him getting there.
I don't know. Do I like receiving yards more or longest more? There's correlation, obviously.
Yeah.
Darnold throws a pretty deep ball, too. It's been better than advertised, better than anybody ever thought it would be when he was missing games in New York because of mono. He has turned it all around, and it all started when he went to San Francisco for a cup of coffee with Shanahan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that with a few quarterbacks. They go to a smart offensive mind, and then all of a sudden, look what happens. Daniel Jones goes to Minnesota last year, end of the year, and look at him now with another smart offensive mind. Paul Aspen, you're all in on Arizona as well as me yesterday. Are you concerned about this injury report?
I say no just because I feel like I've done that in the past to get off of games when because the injury report's concerning. I'm just going to stick with it, especially if we're getting a seven. I'm good at 6.5. I'm good at 7. I think they're live.
I don't know that any of those guys are worth a ton either. I mean, the collection of them may be worth a point or so, but how much are those guys really worth? How much is Buda Baker worth?
Well, Johnson's been good.
Sure, but he's not, I mean, from a power rating standpoint, he's not worth, I don't think, a full point. It's tough to be worth a full point in the secondary. Only the elite guys. Like, Sertan is worth 2, 1.5, 2. As I say 2, that seems high. So if Sertan's 1.5, how much is Will Johnson?
How'd that defense look good? How'd they look last night? Pretty good.
Right. Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is an average defense, average to below average, I think. Anyways, so, yeah, I'm sticking with Arizona. Paul's sticking with Arizona. We're getting a 7, so maybe you can view that as an opportunity right now. All right, let's go to Jacksonville at Houston. I'll be honest, Sam, I don't know what the hell to do with this game. If anything, you've got Jacksonville as a short road favorite. It is the Jaguars -1, maybe on the total, but this has already come down a whole bunch. We're down to 37.5 for this total between the Jaguars and the Texans. We're going to have a backup quarterback in effect here with Davis Mills in for C.J. Stroud.
All that's happened is a blitz to the under. I mean, that's where we're at. From 41.5 to 37.5, they're shorting offense. Mills stinks. Texans defense, really good. Best unit on the field, I would argue. Now, when the look-ahead opened up, Houston was a 3-point favorite. But that look-ahead is with C.J. Stroud. When they reopened the game, it opened Houston -1. Now we're Jacksonville -1. So they flip through the 0, which doesn't take a lot of money. It's a very easy move to do. You take a couple bets and you just flip the favorite. It's not like a huge amount of money. It's not like going from 2 to 4 through a 3. Going through 0 is very simple to do. CJ Stroud only worth 4 points. That's it.
Their offense hasn't been good.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't want to bet the game. I have not done a single thing with it and probably won't.
I understand the under. I'm thinking about it even at this low number. It's probably moved too much, going down 4 points, but I totally get it. You've got an elite Texans defense going up against Trevor Lawrence and his struggles, and you got Brian Thomas Jr. He's not practicing this week. They just added Jacoby Myers, so that's probably going to take a little bit of time. And then you've got a Texans offense that has had issues to begin with. They're the worst red zone offense in football by far, and now you've got a backup quarterback in there. Where are the points going to come from? I know the Jaguars just were involved in a shootout, but I don't think that's going to repeat. And then you had Texans against Denver, almost no scoring in that game. So I understand. And so not only are you missing Stroud, their right tackle, Titus Howard, did not practice. Their right guard, Ed Ingram, not practicing on Thursday. You might be missing two starters on the offensive line. A bad offensive line, maybe without two starters and a backup quarterback. I get why the Jaguars are favored here. I don't know where the scoring is coming from, Sam. I don't trust either team to put up points. Okay, the Jaguars' defense is worse, but so is the Texans' offense. Okay, the Texans' defense is great, but the Jaguars' offense is mid. So I get the move to the under. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Here's what I'm handicapping right now. I'm thinking this ahead. So we all watch the games on Sunday, and we still can, even with our cable drama, YouTube TV, we can watch the NFL games. Think about this. You got 7 games at the 1 o'clock hour, Eastern, 12 Central.
Okay.
It's very easy to knock out 3 of the 7 because you want the quad box. All right? You know you're watching Baltimore, Minnesota. You know you're watching New England, Tampa. New York, Chicago is going to make one of the TVs.
Me too.
And then here's the remaining 4. Cleveland, Jets.
Nope.
Panthers, Saints.
Maybe.
Jacksonville, Houston.
Gross. Maybe.
Buffalo, Miami. You get Josh Allen.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. So I'm going to have a lot of Survivor plays on Buffalo. So I need to watch that. I think early it's going to be Buffalo. Then they take a 2-touchdown lead. Then I'm going to swap that game out. But I might have a couple pieces on Carolina, so I might have to watch that game.
I think that's the easiest quad box right there. You cross off the Browns and Jets, Panthers and Saints, Jags and Texans. Get out of my face. Unless it's good. Unless it's, well, good's a relative term. If it's tight, I'll get there. But those 3 games in the 1 o'clock hour stink. Stink.
See, this is what the international game does to us, too. I'm thinking, oh, that means in the afternoon we're going to have more options. No, there's 3 games. Lions, Commanders, barf, backup Mariota. Rams, Niners, probably a backup with Mac Jones. Arizona, Seattle. That's going to be the best game of the late afternoon. Wow. All right, we continue. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll go over the primetime games next. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.